This isn't getting us anywhere. You can call me Formaggio.
How do you like that? Did it feel good? I know he's waiting to follow me back to the others. Let him try. And if he tries to get in my way, he's dead. This mission is in the bag.
Am I hearing things, or did a bomb go off?
What the hell was that?
We'd better retreat for now, little bomber. I know that Katsune's hiding somewhere nearby, but I gotta focus on getting out of here. It's not gonna be pretty if I bring out my stand with all these people hanging around. What the? How'd my face stop bleeding? I could have sworn he got me pretty deep. Huh? Where the hell did this come from? It's too big to be mine. This behemoth is practically a machete. Gotta focus. Now where'd my knife go? There's no way these clown shoes could be mine. They're freaking gigantic. Come on, first my knife, now my shoes? Wait a second. There's something strange about this seat. And this steering wheel. My arms don't reach. I can't touch the pedal, and the seat is crazy big. I can't even see over the dashboard in this damn thing. This is some bullshit. Where'd my freaking car go? I was just sitting in it, so how in the world did it up and vanish without a trace? I'm totally stuck here without those wheels. Damn it!
You're a special kind of stupid, kid. You're too dense to realize your whole body is shrinking, meaning my powers have kicked in. Looks to me like that little scratch I gave you did the trick.
Wait, what if these shoes and this knife are mine? That would mean I'm...
So it finally dawned on your dumbass. Your ship has sailed. Good luck driving away from this fight with that body, jailbait.
Well, at least now I know how that stalker guy's powers work.
You were about to tell me where the boss's daughter is hiding. Let the pissing contest begin. Hope you're ready to spill your guts, kid.
Should I give up on the mineral water or what? Just so you know, I'm dying of thirst over here. I might not be able to carry on under these conditions.
She has a point. We should probably break for lunch pretty soon. I mean, I'm not feeling the munchies, but these guys need the nourishment.
It's been too long, don't you think?
It's as I thought. This just proves that he shouldn't have been the one to go.
You still on about that? Get over it.
I will not get over it! I told you this was... Sorry. I didn't mean to snap at you.
Anything Tiny Feet slices shrinks into oblivion. I'll admit, it takes a little bit to get started, but you can't argue with the results. That get-up and bandana you're sporting are shrinking along with you. The dwindling dimensions of your shoe and knife halted the moment they left your body. Put into dead man's terms, your entire world is outgrowing you at an alarming rate.
Yeah, that's it! I've gotta contact Bucciarati! Ow! What the heck is going on with this door? Just great. I'm still getting smaller. That must be it. I'm so light, the mechanism that opens the door won't work.
Esattamente, you blockhead.
Still!
Huh?
If I want some help, I've gotta get myself to that phone before I shrink down to nothing! Now here we go! And that's the way you open a door!
Oh, come on! Give me a break!
Talk about a waste of effort. Guess it still hasn't dawned on you that your wallet and clothes have also been shrinking along with you. And you can't make a phone call without a phone card or some coins! Good luck phoning your friends with that pint-sized pocket change! So, he has some brains in there after all. I'm gonna be in some deep shit if his buddies find out how I operate. And if Bucciarati gets wind of my powers, he'll just hide the bitch somewhere else. It'd be the ultimate disaster! I have to act fast!
I have had enough! I know you're around here somewhere! Are you over here? Or down here, maybe?
Che bello.
Show yourself,
you've got 2 to 3 minutes before you're the size of a cockroach. Soon your stand will be as tragically weak as it is small. Then I'll really have some fun torturing you. I can already taste victory. Huh? It's unfortunate, really. He can't find me, but I still need to wait.
Dick. You're hiding in my back pocket! You sneaky bastard! So your power is shrinking things down, and you were hiding in my pocket this whole time! Freaking A. Figures that your powers would match your puny personality.
What the hell's going on? How'd he figure out I was in his pocket?
Lil' Bomber! Massacre this runt!
Time to turn back!
What the? A ballpoint pen? You bastard! Where'd you go and what the hell did you just do? You listening? Quit the stalker shit and fight me fair and square!
Shit, that was close. It takes a lot of energy to do it, so whenever Tiny Feet has to shrink anything other than myself, I need time on my side. But returning things like that pen to their original size is another story entirely. The instantaneous repulsion that created catapulted me up and out of his hands and way over to here. That said, how did the kid know I was there at all? Guess it's possible I could have been moving around too much and tipped him off. There's no way! He couldn't have possibly seen me, so how the hell did he figure it out?
There you are! You're not getting away, stalker boy!
I'm a goner! Shit! Screw this! Tiny Feet!
That asshole go! We're not done!
That was way too close for comfort. If it hadn't been for that tire pressure, I'd probably be a dead man right now. At least he won't be able to find me, Don. No freaking way! His stand doesn't just blast shit to bits!
It has another ability!
Somehow it's finding my location and tracking my every move! There's no other way. He has to be using something more than just movement or sound detection. Otherwise, how would he have known that I was hiding out in his pocket? Or that I used that blast of air?
Well, looky here. You were hiding in the train!
Seriously? You can still find me even when I'm underwater like this? Go, tiny feet!
Damn it! Think! This can't be happening. Not like this!
The Hitman team has 9 members. Formaggio is counted among their numbers.
I'll be addressing waste management at the meeting.
During Parliament?
Yes. I'll make the Minister of the Environment choose the best option. Just like always.
I just worry you may be working too hard. Don't you think you've had enough to drink this evening?
What the hell's with you, Pesci? Are you really back to drinking milk?
Yeah, cut me some slack. I don't want to drink it, but espresso always makes my tummy all rumbly.
Really? And you wonder why I refer to you as Mamoni? You know, you sipping on milk like some lame-ass suckling doesn't exactly do much for our reputation. Why do you think we even brought you along with us in the first place? Cut it out and get your shit together.
Yeah, we'll do.
So, Formaggio, how are things going?
What? There, Pesci. Just consider it a gift. From me to you.
Then things are moving smoothly.
You bet your ass. The job's as good as done. We can just sit back and enjoy the show. Now let's get the hell out of here and go watch some calcio.
That was excellent.
Grazie. We hope you will visit us again.
Yeah.
Right. How about we finish this?
That was wonderful.
The vino bianco was stupid.
What's going on? What's the matter?
Hey, you can't park your ass here! Get out of the way!
Is that blood seeping out from under the...
Come on, time to bounce.
Yeah. What's the matter, Pesci? Your leg's broken.
Honey, we're back!
How did it go?
Went perfectly, of course. Rat bastard's nothing but a bunch of smoke now.
But you offed the bitch who was tagging along. Don't forget.
Hey now, looks like your good-for-nothing stands good for something after all.
Keep talking. If you don't like how I work, you do it.
Just between us, how much was this job, Malone?
20 million lira.
Is that all it's worth?
Ghiaccio, take it easy. We'll talk finances later. We have more pressing matters. Where are Sorbet and Gelato?
Do you think they're playing hooky?
Maybe they're making sweet, sweet love. Crazy kids to be in love.
Man, do you ever shut your mouth?
I don't know. There's something strange here. Gelato is one thing, but Sorbet definitely likes his money. You can always count on that one to show up in time to claim his cut of the pie.
There comes a time in the life of every established organization when the workers finally rise up and rebel against the leaders. And when smuggling drugs from Central Asia to Europe and the US can be done cheaply, profits can multiply by 100 times more than the original price, leading to the phenomenon of the emboldened risk-taker, who attempts to seize a drug lord's territory, even at the cost of their own life.
Did you find them?
No. There's no sign of them anywhere.
Then they must have been eliminated. That's what they get for trying to sniff out the boss.
It's possible. They're both lunatics.
Pulpo controls the gambling network. Those goons handling the drugs are making a killing too. But us Hitman Team losers are getting nothing but chump change from the boss. It's starting to get to me. There ain't a single person in the Familia better than us. We deserve way more respect around here.
So it was asphyxiation?
That's right. But only Gelato's been ID'd. We don't have Sorbet's body. Punishment.
Several days later, a shipment of anonymous packages mysteriously arrived at the team's doorstep.
This is getting out of hand. Who's sending these? If I had a name, that'd be all she wrote.
Looks like a frame. But this isn't a painting.
So is this some kind of modern art? I see something weird floating in them.
What?
Look inside the frame! That's the same color nail polish Sorbet always wears! I've seen it before! He and Gelato use the same shade!
Get the frames off and line them up.
Thirty-six works of art had arrived at the team's hideout.
This can't be real.
It's a joke! It's gotta be!
I can't look anymore!
Quit your crying!
This is...
The slabs held Sorbet's preserved sliced body. The slices formed a face contorted in terror. The face of a man who was tortured with a razor-sharp blade from head to toe. It was a way of sharpening and prolonging the pain. And for the Hitman team, it was a day of revelation.
Hey guys, you don't think Sorbet was sliced up right in front of Gelato, do you?
Yeah, the fear and anguish must have made him. Well, let's just say he probably used the gag to suffocate himself!
Without speaking a word, the boss had made his message clear.
Listen. From this moment on, the two of them never existed.
The team knew and accepted that they were on thin ice. Uncovering the boss's true identity was unequivocally off the table. That is until news of the boss's daughter reached their ears.
Like hell, I'm gonna die here like a common rat! Boss and his sweet drug business are ours, and no one's taking it away! We're not just giving up! We're gonna claw our way up to the top!
Huh? It's riddled with holes? But why would he shoot that rat to death? Could it be? Went the other way. It's trying to weed me out. Respiration! That's it! Narancia's stand detects and follows its victim's respiration! It's the exact same way mosquitoes feed on the blood of their victims, by detecting the carbon dioxide they give off when they breathe. That has to be it. It's how he found me in his pocket, too. And that must have been why he gave up the hunt back in the alleyway. when all those onlookers started crawling out of the woodwork. He could have hit an innocent bystander. It was tracking my breathing from the start!
There you are!
He shot again. It looks like he can't tell the difference between me and the rats down here. In that case... Look at these disgusting excuses for mammals.
There are so many of them. And their movements. Oh, I must be tracking a pack of rats. They're going the same speed, and they're moving the same way.
You're good, kid. But now I know how your powers work. I didn't know how you were finding me. Now that I do, you're about as worrisome as a pesky mosquito on a balmy summer night, Narancha! I win, Narancha! I'm getting out of here and waiting for you to shrink into oblivion where you belong! Huh? How could he have...
Every rat in the pack moves the exact same way. But there was one rat that was huffing and puffing a lot more than any of the others. Are you tired? Out of breath, maybe? Could a traveler be hitching a ride on your back? I'm feeling lucky. And getting a little target practice in might do me a world of good!
Not good!
Direct hit!
That was too close. If I hadn't returned to my normal size, I'd be dead right now. Luckily, time was on my side. Your wimp ass shrinking down to nothing again was the best thing to ever happen to me!
Damn! He's still breathing! My stand's power! Could this bastard's ability have made it shrink along with my size? How the hell am I supposed to shoot him dead now?